AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Office of Personnel Management posted on X that federal employees are expected to begin the workday on time today. President Trump signed a government funding bill last night that ended the record 43-day shutdown that caused financial stress for federal workers who went without paychecks. Lawyers for former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James are asking a federal judge today to dismiss the cases against them. They argue the prosecutor who secured the indictments was illegally installed in the role. Comey and James are two of Trump's foes who were charged this year by the Justice Department. And AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a response to new Jeffrey Epstein emails.
Documents released by Democrats in the House Oversight Committee show Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2019 email to a journalist, Donald Trump knew about the girls. Epstein also wrote in 2011, he told Ghislaine Maxwell Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. At the White House, this is Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong.
Leavitt says Democrats are selectively leaking the emails to smear the president.
And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Leavitt says the White House has been transparent about the Epstein case. President Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. has ended production of the penny, leaving behind the one-cent coins that were embedded in American culture for more than 230 years. Intense solar storms delayed the launch of Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket yesterday. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Stephen Curry's season-high 46 points helped the Warriors top the Spurs 125-120. Golden State coach Steve Kerr.
When you have the privilege of watching Steph for 11-plus years, like I have, you get used to this.
The defending champion Thunder improved to 12-1 with a 29-point rout of the Lakers. Clippers guard Bradley Beal is out for the season with a hip fracture. MLB Pirates ace Paul Skeens earned his first Cy Young Award in the National League as Tigers ace Tarek Skubal won his second straight in the AL. Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz pleaded not guilty to charges he took bribes to help gamblers win bets on pitches he threw. NFL QB Jameis Winston will start for the Giants, and Titans corner Legarius Sneed has been indicted in Texas on a misdemeanor charge for failing to report an aggravated assault. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.